An area elementary school went into lockdown after a suspicious person reportedly was near the school grounds earlier today. According to a release from Sedalia School District 200, Parkview Elementary students reportedly noticed a suspicious male subject in the area beyond the school's playground. The staff and teachers moved all the students inside the school, where local law enforcement secured and deemed the area as safe. The Sedalia 200 District School Resource Officer reportedly will remain at Parkview Elementary until the end of the school day today. The Cooper County Commission has announced the appointment of interim county clerk after a recent resignation of the previous clerk. According to a release earlier today, the commissioners announced that Keith Catlett of Boonville will serve as interim Cooper County clerk until Missouri Governor Eric Greitens makes an appointment to fulfill the rest of the term. Catlett previously worked for a worldwide corporation involved in the animal health industry, where he held various sales leadership roles and managed sales systems at the national level. A Pettis County resident suffered injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Morgan County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 18-year-old Cynthia Wilson of Sedalia reportedly traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck a ditch, and overturned. Wilson, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected out of the vehicle, was transported by Mid-Mo EMS to St. Mary's Hospital in Jefferson City for treatment of moderate injuries. The crash happened around 1:45 p.m. on Route M, 3/10 of a mile south of Hall Creek Road. A Lafayette County resident suffered injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Jackson County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 25-year-old Brittany Zellers of Napoleon reportedly traveled off the east side of the roadway, overturned, and struck multiple trees. Zellers reportedly was transported by Sny Valley Fire and Rescue to Centerpoint Hospital in Independence for treatment of moderate injuries. The crash happened just after 2 p.m. on Route H north of Rennick Road. The Boonville City Council is scheduled to consider an agreement with Qualite Sports Lighting for installation of lights at the soccer complex at its meeting that is scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock tonight. According to the agenda, the council also is scheduled to consider an agreement with Simply Bright Ideas, Inc. for lighting the walking trail at the soccer complex, as well as hear reports from various departments and discuss other routine items of business. The meeting will be held at City Hall at 525 East Spring Street. And the Concordia Board of Aldermen is scheduled to discuss two ordinances regarding the policy of credit card and fuel card usage by city employees during their regular session meeting tonight. According to the agenda, the board is also scheduled to introduce an ordinance regarding the installation of a streetlight at a pedestrian crossing of the westbound entrance ramp of I-70 and discuss the removal of a fence north of 316 South Gordon Street. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock in room 203 of the Concordia Community Building at 802 South Gordon Street. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.